is 6:30 a.m.
Patience, Wiringo.
Good morning, Sheta. In our headlines, a ceremony to officially close a session to train 1,500 youths under the National Civic Service for Participation in Development will be chaired in the South Region today by the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Mununa Futso. That is our lone headline. Now the news in full. Now the news in full.
As the Minister of Youth Affairs.
As you heard in our headlines, the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Mununa Futso, will this Tuesday in the South Region preside over a ceremony to officially bring to an end the session to train 1,500 youths within the framework of the 2024 program of the National Civic Service for Participation in Development. The event, scheduled for 10 a.m., will take place in the presence of the General Manager of the National Civic Service Agency for Participation in Development, Mr. Tausi. This comes after Minister Mununa Futso launched the second phase of the National Mass Education Campaign in Ebolova to encourage citizens to take initiatives in community development issues, accompanied by South Governor Felix Ngelengele. And that event was covered for us by one of our reporters in CRTV South, and we now have updates with Silas Nkwine.
When the country is faced with an increased hate speech, cybercrime, radicalization and violence of all kinds among youths, it aims to encourage them to strive for a healthy and wealthy vacation. With the 2025 election approaching, this will enable them to change their mindset, register on the electoral list, promote harmonious living and the well-being of the country. As the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Mununa Futso, explains.
This is very important caravan because the head of Zay in his speech of the 10th February 2024 has called all the stakeholders, parents, educators, the civil society and all the stakeholders to accompany young people to change their mindset. And this program aims at changing the mindset of our population in general and young people in particular.
After the first phase launched in Marwa and which covered five regions, the second phase will crisscross the various towns and villages along the Ebolova, Yaoundé and Bafoussam corridors. The Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Mununa Futso, while launching the caravan, said it is in line with the framework of the National Civic Program through moral, civic, and rearmament. Silas Nkwine, CRTV News.
Elsewhere, prior to the organization of the third edition of the International Festival of Banana Plantain, officials of the Cameroon Radio Television and those of the banana plantain sector in Cameroon will today in Yaoundé sign a partnership agreement. This will be during a signing ceremony billed for 5 p.m. at CRTV's headquarters in Balatu. The event to be broadcast live on CRTV News will be in the presence of the Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development, Gabriel Mbairobi, and CRTV's Director General, Mr. Charles Ndongo. The second ordinary session of the Center Regional Council to run for 2 days opens today in Yaoundé under the chairmanship of its president, Gilbert Tumievuna. The event starts at 10 a.m. in the party hall of the Center Regional Council building. Extended conferences on budget programming and associated performance have opened in Yaoundé. Jointly organized by the Ministries of Finance and the Economy Planning and Regional Development, the 9 days forum was officially launched by Minister Alamin Usman May. It was attended by a cross-section of members of government, as we hear in this report by Ngu Henry.
In his keynote address, the Minister of the Economy, Planning and Regional Development, Alamin Usman May, said that the conferences are in line with the head of state's decree establishing the state budgetary calendar. It is a forum par excellence for validating adjusted medium-term expenditure frameworks for public administrations to realign their policies to their priorities and strategies. For 9 days, all the preliminary activities in the preparation of the 2025 state budget will be examined, as well as achievements in the past, so as to set the objectives for the next 3 years in the Ministry of the Economy, Planning and Regional Development. The National Development Strategy has set the different goals, and based on the performance achieved, participants who are from public administrations will assess how to adjust their medium-term expenditure framework to the Vision 2035. The outcome of the discussions will also be within the cabinet meeting, as well as the parliament, where there was a debate about the 2025 state budget. Minister Alamin Usmanmi opines that the forum will produce a strong document in planning, programming, budgeting.
And elsewhere, three publications that seek to address the dangers of illegal migration highlight the values of African cultures and design a roadmap for parents to help lighten the burden of back-to-school preparations have been presented to the public in Yaoundé. In the following excerpt of an interview, an editor with NMI Education, Da Lord Kenneth Dingu, throws more light on the three books and says the authors seek to address some societal issues through their works. Take a listen.
Mikan talks about the negative effects of illegal migration. As we know, we live in a society where everyone wants to migrate, be it illegally or legally, they just want to leave. Huayom Banto, on the other hand, talks about royalty in African society. And September 4, just like the 3rd September 4, we talked about the back-to-school period, tells our own stories written by our own authors, because for a long time, strangers have been writing our own stories, so this is a chance for Cameroonian authors to write their own stories by themselves. And there are a lot of themes which are very beneficial to students, to young people, because they are the core target of these books. It's very educative. So in the long run, we do hope that these books will be introduced to the school program.
Measures are on the way to enable the needy children live and feel comfortable among their mates. This was the content of discussions in Yaoundé during the launching of a project dubbed N-Connect that is partnering with a non-governmental organization called Samaritan Purse to support destitute children to have a better life. In the following excerpt of an interview, the regional director of Central Africa for N-Connect, Jerry Johnson, recounts the success story of the organization. Take a listen.
Today, as we gathered in this N-Connect, we've received testimonies from two children. Those two children went through the TDJ. TDJ is the greatest journey courses. Those are 12 lessons that the children go through when they receive the boxes. These children who came today were able to recite per memory all the 12 lessons they received. They quoted the Bible verses per memory. And we received many, many testimonies from children of how their life had been changed. Some that were stealing are not stealing anymore. Some that were disrespectful to their parents have now understood how key it is to respect their children. And we are seeing life of those children change.
Now in news out of the country, the FBI has opened an investigation into allegations from the Trump campaign that it was targeted by hackers working for the Iranian government. The agency says they can confirm the FBI is investigating the matter. A Trump campaign spokesperson says the documents were illegally obtained by foreign sources hostile to the United States. Iranian officials have denied any connection to the hack, and the U.S. government has not formally accused Iran. The FBI is also looking into whether Iranian hackers targeted the Joe Biden-Kamala Harris campaign, according to CBS News. That's the end of the 6:30 a.m. news brought to you by me, Patience Wingo. Thanks for listening.
Merci, Patience Wingo.